This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Hello, welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We have a special treat for everyone today. We have Rory Kelly, singer, songwriter, and musician with us. Welcome, Rory.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, our pleasure. I found you on Facebook through your campaign, and also Larry Nelson gave his seal of approval, so I knew I had to have you on. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm out and bi and active in the queer community and also in the feminist community. I'm kind of an activist. And my goal as a musician is to reach out to people who, for whatever reason, have felt silenced or like they don't feel like they fit, and empower them and inspire them to be able to raise their own voices and embrace their own passion.
That's what we like to hear, believe me.
Yes.
Awesome.
So your music has been put into the indie rock box by people who put things in boxes. But I really see you in the more the singer songwriter folk genre. So
I'm definitely a singer songwriter. Yeah.
So what are your influences?
Well, I grew up listening to the Beatles and listening to my parents' music, which was the kind of music that musicians listened to in the 70s and 80s. A lot of Steely Dan, Bonnie Raitt, you know, real awesome, you know, musical giants, in my opinion. Then I got into folk music, both like current folk and, you know, singer-songwriters at the time, like Ani DeFranco. And also really influenced by like the Riot Girl movement and women songwriters in general, people like Liz Phair, Alanis Morissette, you know, female fronted punk acts, all that stuff kind of just collaborates into my head and comes out.
Well, I love your music. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just like, in case people don't know, Ani is in our cult.
Yeah, I guess she is.
In our cult, I like it. We have a cult. it's a potluck cult.
Sometimes it's a secret. Seems like a secret organization, but we're trying to change that. And your singing songwriting helps bring us visibility.
Yeah,
it certainly does.
We really need more visibility. I feel like as a community, we're small but mighty. We're very small, but we're very close-knit, and I think there's power in that.
I certainly do. And there's a whole lot more of us out there that can be part of that little movement, too. So this will help. I really enjoy American Dream a lot. And, of course, If You Teach a Bird to Sing, that was featured. Was that the one that was commissioned or that was featured in a article or?
Yeah, it was this group of women authors got together and put out a book of their own past histories and experiences under the name Empowered Women of Social Media. And they kind of chose me as like their minstrel. They loved that song. And so it's a little bit, I guess, the theme song for that movement for them. And I was really honored to have the song used in that way because that's what it's about. You know, it's about empowerment. So
yeah, I know. I love it. You have one CD release, Wish Upon a Bottle Cap, right?
I actually have two. I have Wish Upon a Bottle Cap is my studio album. I'm hoping to follow it up. And I do have a live album called Sincerely Live that came out more recently.
Yeah, and I listened to some of the tracks off of that. But you have another one coming up. What's next?
Yeah, so I'm working hard right now on a new album called Rising, Rising, Rising. And it's really kind of all of the stuff we've been talking about come together. It really is all about kind of my own journey from a dark place and feeling very boxed in and a little bit hopeless and how I learned to really love myself and go after my dreams and face down the dark stuff, honestly, and live beyond it, you know, and let my passion carry me through. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, we can relate to that, believe me. So that's fantastic. Yeah. You do have a fundraiser campaign for that, and can you give us a little detail on that?
Yeah, so I'm crowdfunding to help me do it right, you know, help me get it mixed and mastered and sounding great, and help me get it to as many ears as possible. I've got about a month to go on the campaign, and you can access that page at rising.rorykelly.com. That will take you right there. And on that page, you'll find a video where I really talk a little bit about the history, what inspired the album, and also, you know, what you can expect, what the album's going to be like, what kind of rewards there are for contributing to the campaign, which I put together a lot of cool stuff. And that's a truck honking because I'm on the street right now.
in the middle of New York, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm outdoors in Manhattan, so this is as real as it gets.
We're traveling there with you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I bet it's beautiful right now.
It's really nice, so, yeah, because it's not too hot. It's just right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I love New York at that time. I like New York in various seasons, except for the middle of the summer.
In the summer.
Yeah, yeah. So you're pretty popular in the Northeast, and, you know, I know that because I listen to Pennsylvania, and you know Route 81, so I know that's the Northeast. But you also tour other places. Where are you headed this year?
So I'm doing a lot locally right now because I'm trying to stay close to home this summer and focus on the album. But I am getting up to Boston in early June, and I'm in Pennsylvania all the time. I'm a New Yorker, but I have Pennsylvania, and I just have, I don't know, some kind of weird kindred spirit thing going on. I end up there a lot, and a lot of good things happen for me there. So, right now it's looking Northeast. I'd love to be doing some more traveling farther and wider, and I'm hoping that I'll get opportunities to do that later in the year.
That's fantastic.
Cool. So, like, go up to the Catskills and the Adirondacks and those kind of places, too, and of course, Burlington. And Burlington, there's a really lively scene there. So.
Yeah, I love Vermont. I was in the Solarfest songwriting competition a couple of times up there. I love the community. I love the strong appreciation for the arts. It's such a great scene.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. So I'm going to skip this question because we're not going to do that, John. So you can go ahead and...
Okay. So as I always say... All links will be provided on the website. I should say it in, because you're a girl robot, I should say it in my robot voice, but I'm not going to.
No, don't do that.
I would say my favorite song so far is The Weather. I love The Weather.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll also provide a link to her Bandcamp page where you can buy her music at a very affordable price. It's very lovely. And is there anything else you'd like to add today, Rory?
I just want to put it out there that whoever is listening, I'm more about who's listening than about me right now. So whoever is listening to this, I want you to know I believe in you, and I really hope that you find a way to embrace your fire and go after your dreams, because you can get there. That's what I've got.
Thank you, Rory. That's wonderful. I want to remind everybody. Oh, go ahead, John.
I'll just say that, having musicians in my family and all over my friends and such, and my friend family, it's really important to support independent musicians however you can, and, you know, buy the album and support this work, because if we don't support it, everybody's got to eat, and Rory has to eat too, right? So. And it's really great music. It's like, you will be really listening and put it on a CD and put it in your car pretty soon once you start hearing it. I'll just say that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we really need to get our music out there. So that's even a good reason to do it. So, yay. All right. I just want to remind everybody. You are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
If you teach a bird to sing, she gonna learn to fly. If you let her sing, she She gonna fly if you let her sing. She gonna fly away.
Expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Bynet USA or the Bicast crew.